Bad neighbors make good fertilizer. The Morbid Homemakers podcast, exclusively for download on iTunes. Hello and welcome back to the Morbid Homemakers podcast. I'm your host, Brian, and I'm joined along today with Whitney, my sister, and also our self-help guru this season on the podcast. And like I said, brother and sister, but we're also the best of friends and complete polar opposites. While I do a lot of things that are homemade and handmade, and I'm very, you know, in the garden, in the kitchen, almost 24/7 when I'm not busy working or doing another activity, Whitney is very, she'll wing it, we'll make a boxed brownie mix, something I would never do, but it doesn't make you a bad person. And I don't want any of my listeners to ever feel bad about those sort of things, because I know how hectic and crazy our schedules can get. So anyway, she's here today, and we are talking today about savoring the fall season. I know spring and fall are two of my very favorite seasons because I love nature. And I think nature's magic really comes out in the spring and fall seasons. And as with Whitney, she also loves the fall season. So we're here to talk about savoring the season, how to enjoy the small moments of the season and not be so wrapped up in our own lives. So welcome, Whitney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And how would you savor the fall season? How would you?
Well, there's quite a list of things that I would probably run down the list. But, if I could think of quite a few, probably the first one I would think of would be don't let the time fly. And I think that's just something as simple as, you know, in today's society and with our hectic lives and families and children and work and, you know, there's a lot of times that we don't really take a moment to kind of breathe it all in and enjoy it for ourselves. So something that I do personally is, you know, as simple as a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
Absolutely.
On my drive to work in the morning. Just that, you know, 30 to 40 minute drive of peace and the windows cracked
that
and
kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you more because I do believe that our society has become a very 24/7 society. And I can't emphasize enough how we need to become more of a 9-to-5 society, because I think the problem with our culture is that we bring work home with us. And I can't stress enough that, you know, leave work at work and leave home at home.
Exactly.
Don't let the two conflict. So from 9-to-5, you have your work issues, and from 5-to-1, the time needs to be focused on yourself, your family, and your home.
Yeah.
And I also am a very seasonal person, and I love pumpkin spice lattes. I love that. And we have a Seiko machine by the Starbucks and BMW coffee company. And I love homemade cappuccinos in the morning, and it's something that I relish about the fall season. Is I always look forward to getting up early. And if I'm not going to Starbucks, I go and I make my own cappuccino. That's just like one of those, I take 15 minutes, and it does take some time to make your own cappuccino. But when you're actually taking that time to, you know, just say, you know, I'm going to make my own coffee this morning.
And enjoy it.
Absolutely.
That's the key too.
It's great. And then I also think that, you know, the thing that I'm saying about being seasonal, you know, being a seasonal person, a lot of times I get discouraged when I see people living out of the season, you know, not wearing shorts in winter, but more so like buying out of season produce at the grocery store and then consuming that or feeding that to their families and not really knowing where that food comes from. You know, the East Coast really has this issue. Right now, a lot of our farmers markets are closing due to the season, and the growing season is about ready to end. However, our listeners on the West Coast, their farmers markets are open year round. So right now is the time when we need to be using those canned goods, those canned tomatoes that we've put up from our harvests, or things that we know were harvested at the peak of their season. They're going to be full of flavor, not a lot of added chemicals. And if we are buying fresh produce, we need to make sure that it's sourced from a reliable source and that it's not grown in a hothouse and mass produced, and that we should be eating organic if it's possible and if it's affordable at all times.
And I would say another thing too could be something like apple cider.
Oh,
I know.
Absolutely.
As you know, a child growing up, that was something that just in the fall that you did between.
I would find myself craving apple cider.
Yes,
in
yeah,
August.
And I still do. I still do.
I actually just had some the other day. But yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, like, and I think about when we were kids, we look back, you know, it's almost like you could think of, it could be the middle of summer, it could be the middle of winter, but you think, oh my gosh, I love the summer. And you think of a memory attached to it.
Exactly.
Where it's very, and I think that really ties into like when you are spending that 5:01 till the 8:59 with your, at your home, not the 9 to 5. But you really, it's the quality of the time that you spend with your
exactly,
family and your children.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, make a memory of it in the sense of, you know, when you carve pumpkins this year with your children, or even your spouse or whomever.
Yourself.
Yeah, yourself. Have some apple cider. Heat that up. Like, you know, make it yummy and
don't be afraid to add those wonderful spices.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Freshly grated nutmeg is like the world's best kept secret. And I love the idea of, you know, when you are with your family, because we're a 24/7 society. Most of us have one job. I mean, at least everybody I know at least works one job, but there are people I know who work 2 to 3 jobs and who have families, who are working moms, who are working dads, who, you know, and sometimes the mom works day shift, the dad works night shift, and they're really the only time they get to spend together is Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
But the time they spend together, it's not so much about the amount of time, it's the quality of the time that they spend together. I think it's because they don't see each other that much, that they're that much more appreciative of each other's presence in the household. And I think the parents really encourage more a quality standard of life, more so about the, you know, we always see each other, we're always spending time together. And I think that, you know, ways you can do that are, you know, cooking a meal from scratch and using seasonal ingredients. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Things like roasted vegetables.
Yeah.
And roasted fall vegetables are amazing. Some olive oil, some sea salt, put
and
them in
soup,
a
soup too, I think.
Oh,
is
absolutely.
A fresh, you yeah. know, made from scratch soup. Something that when it's a little chilly out in the evenings, mm-hmm. and it's easy to make and save and heat up.
Absolutely. And it's low calorie. So it's right before that holiday season where you want to be looking great and we're not putting on all those extra pounds. And, you know, things like lentils,
mm-hmm.
Another great fall staple to have in the household, a very affordable and economical meal for people who are strapped financially. And, I think that's great. And what's great about the fall season too is all the things that you can do.
Exactly. There's so much. If it's not, you know, pumpkin patches or going on ghost tours, you know, with
yeah.
families, and that's, they're always fun.
And they don't always have to be scary. They can be actually very educational.
Yeah. And I mean, just the weather in general, it's nice that you can be outside and breathe
yeah.
and not, you know.
Well, for us here on the East Coast, that's how it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I mean, and that's the thing, you know, you can find, and I mean, there's so many great deals out there. You can go to Groupon.com. And one thing that's good about Groupon is that they do offer seasonal activities.
Yes.
It's not like a year round come whale watching in the middle of winter. In winter, it's about like doing Christmas house tours.
Yes.
And right now it's about doing ghost tours. And what's so great about them, and I think people get a little iffy because, you know, religion ties.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, but there's so much to do with it. So much focus is on Halloween, which is one of my favorite holidays, but you can certainly twist that focus onto things like harvest and being thankful.
Yeah.
We got Thanksgiving this season. And I think just the notion of being thankful for each other and, for the things you have in your life and for the people around you, I think that's something that, you know, is another thing that take some time.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that ties into, you know, when we talked about not letting the time fly, like having that moment with yourself and being able to enjoy, you know, a morning walk or
absolutely.
Your coffee in the morning,
yeah.
You know, some sort of meditation, something
instead of meditation.
Exactly. But well, yeah. And just taking it all in and understanding that, you know, okay, life gets crazy. It is that, not always that 9 to 5, whatever, but what am I thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of everything that makes me so crazy in my head during the day, stressing about nonsense pretty much.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, what am I thankful for? And mm-hmm. when you find that self time, especially at a time of year like right now, where it's just so gorgeous to be outside and everything, I think that that all just kind of falls into play with it.
I completely agree. And I think that, you know, what we were touching on was about the, you know, taking that time to walk and being thankful. Mm-hmm. And I think also, you know, like I said about people meditate all the time. We have different forms of meditation. That could totally be a form of meditation.
Taking
a quiet walk, turn off that iPod and just take a walk and reassess yourself. I think what's great about, you know, we talked about seasonal living. Look at the season around you and you'll see that things are kind of coming to a close. You know, Mother Nature's like, look, I'm closing my doors up. I'll be back in about 8 weeks. And I think what's great about that is we can kind of do that as people. You know, winter's kind of our time to shut down a little bit. And I think what's great about, you know, the season that we know that, you know, yeah, it's going to be a long winter, but in no time at all, things come back and it's beautiful again. And I think, yeah, we're all beautiful people, but this is the time right now we can reflect on ourselves, reassess where we've been and how far we've come in the last year. And then decide, you know what, next year I'm going to be bigger, better yeah. than ever and reemerge in the spring. I think kind of like a resolution, you know, now's the time where we look at those, where we're forming those resolutions, but we're also looking back on the last year and saying, what was our resolution? Did I lose that 20 pounds? Did I lose that 50 pounds? But I think that's the what's sad too about the mind state of the American people is that we're so focused on losing. And we're not really twisting that around into
gaining.
You know, instead of losing 50 pounds, I'm going to learn how to eat more healthfully. I'm going to gain the knowledge of a nutritious and balanced diet.
Yes.
I'm going to eat seasonally. Things like that. I mean, that I think it's kind of like that is my glass half full or half empty. It's kind of the same kind of mindset. You know, we're so focused on gaining gaining fame and gaining, like, you know, success and all these things. But we sweat the small stuff and we're not thankful for the small stuff. We take everything for granted and that's kind of discouraging. But I think right now is the time where we can really, like you said, be thankful for all the great blessings that we have. So, and anything else?
No, I just think that, you know, right now is just a prime time of the year to kind of take it all in, enjoy it, enjoy the colors, the air, everything's so fresh. And before it does close up to, you know, no leaves on the trees and being snowed in and all that other fun stuff, I would say that fall is just the perfect time of year to get out and kind of discover your own and also, you know, do fun things with the family.
Yeah,
and
discover nature.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I think it's also, and we talk about homemaking, spring and fall are the perfect times to clean your home too.
Oh yes. Air out the house. Put the windows up.
Spring and fall. It's something about the air is that you can just put all those windows up, turn off the AC, turn off the heat on a cool fall day, get that crisp air in your home, clean it out. I mean, I'm old fashioned when it comes to things like airing out your home and because I really do think that stale air can actually make you sick. I just believe that. I don't know if there's any like scientific proof, but
even if something as simple as your bed sheets,
oh, absolutely.
You know, on that Sunday afternoon where temperature's around 50, mid 50s, getting that fresh smell in your sheets.
That's nothing better. You can't replicate it either.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for coming out today.
Not
I really
a problem.
Enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank
Definitely
you for having
you
me.
Back. And tune in next week, guys. We're going to be talking all about power snacks and how to feed yourselves and your children more healthy snack foods. And while you're at the workplace, you're not munching on those chips or those cookies. You're actually eating things like kale chips, which Whitney tried. You tried some of
these. Yes, they were very yummy.
Aren't they good?
I loved them.
Who knew, right? Well, anyway, tune in next Friday on iTunes, and you can download the episode, as with all the other episodes, for free. And we'll see you then. Happy homemaking.